Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Raja Krishnamoorthy, your representative from Illinois' 8th Congressional District, is on the phone. Raja, thanks for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. It seems odd that the president and vice president are making a stop, and it appears as if President Biden is spending the night in Chicago, when this usually isn't the state that they want to encourage people to get the vote out. Is there concern that the Democrats don't have the stronghold they once did?
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Lisa. Look, it's a midterm, and so always the party in the White House loses seats, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House. That's what history says. And so given that, I think that, everybody is, cautious, hopeful, but realistic. And certainly we welcome the president and his large group of people who accompany him to Illinois to invest in our economy and stay a night and dine at our fine restaurants too.
But are those Congress members of Congress at risk, do you think? I mean, is Foster and the others, I know things have tightened. Could they lose their seats?
I don't think so. I was with both of them yesterday. They're working their tails off, and I am also I feel good about the turnout. I don't know if you've noticed the turnout in Illinois. It's now 1 million people, roughly 1 million people as of yesterday, who've already voted, which is more than what voted in the 2018 midterm. And so that's a good sign. But gosh, we have to work our tails off. We only have 4 days off, 4 days left, I should say, 8 days if you don't sleep. And so we got to make sure we get every vote out.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy is joining us. I heard you on talking about the attack on Paul Pelosi. And am I right? Did you say that on the average, you have to call police to your home a couple times a day?
No. Okay. What I said was that they come couple times a day.
Okay.
They're once in the morning, once in the evening. And unfortunately, there's just been a lot of active threats ever since January 6th. And so, the U.S. Capitol Police, working with a local law enforcement, do what they have to do.
And how is Paul Pelosi doing?
Well, we just received an update from the speaker, and she said that he has been finally released home. But there's going to be a long convalescence. I think all your listeners, everyone's probably praying for his speedy recovery.
And Raja, when the president spoke the other night about democracy, is that a concern? Are you concerned? There was a poll conducted, WGN reported on it. It says that 80% of those surveyed have a fair amount or a great deal of trust in the accuracy of the results of the upcoming midterm elections. Just 16% of respondents say they don't have very much trust, and 5% say they have none at all. And I think there are people that you go to work with every day who are in that 5%.
Sure. I do have concerns about political violence. Unfortunately, there's a lot of politically violent rhetoric that's employed by folks, and that rhetoric leads to a natural consequence, which is violence. In this case, with regard to Pelosi, one of my colleagues has actually said that she has committed treason and she should be executed for it. An Arizona GOP Senate primary candidate last year ran a Super Bowl ad or an ad during the Super Bowl in which he shot Pelosi in the ad. And so, when you have this type of imagery and rhetoric, it has real consequences, and I think it should stop. It should stop toward anybody, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, we got to stop it now.
And do you think that type of rhetoric keeps people from going to the polls? Are you confident that, like in Illinois, many other states will get the vote out and people will turn out in large numbers?
I think here we're going to see a good turnout. I do sense that there's a lot of enthusiasm on the Republican side, And I think that a lot of Democrats want to vote as well. We're finding that at the doors when we go and talk to people, they often say, hey, we already voted, which, you know, that wasn't something that you would hear at this point, maybe 4 years ago, let's say.
Right. Right.
And so that's a good sign. But there are places in America like Arizona, for instance, where, you know, for instance, people are allowed to poll watch with a gun and a mask.
I don't think most people like that. That's just that would make me anxious and nervous if I encountered that. And I voted today, and I'm glad I didn't encounter anything but nice people to deal with. Well, thank you for jumping on the show. Stay safe.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And are you dining with the president tonight?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's